All right, let's do it. Week 6 in the fantasy football season. If you have some start or sit questions, we'll answer them for you over the next 2 hours. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We're live until midnight Eastern, everybody. This is Eye on Fantasy Football on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Adam Azer. Here's Dave Richard.
Adam, yo, it's week 6.
It is.
Are any of your teams 5-0?
Yes, two out of 10.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah,
I'm proud of you.
It's not easy to do.
I lost my last undefeated team last week. And I got to tell you, I'm bitter. And I'm bitter also about what happened on Thursday with the Giants, because I've got Odell Beckham on a bunch of teams. And I even started Eli Manning. I was in a real pinch at quarterback, needed a guy to just fill in for 1 week. And I started Eli, and I thought, oh, how bad could it be? He's dominated Philadelphia. Wrong.
No.
So I'm a little combination of bitter and frisky.
That's okay.
I'm brisky.
We need our listeners to pick Dave up. Let's
have
a happy
I'm not
2 hours.
Wait a minute. Don't confuse. I'm not coming. Oh, I'm so sad. Football makes me sad. That's not me. Maybe feisty is the best way to describe it. So I'm happy that your teams are 5-0. Good
just
for you, Mr. Genius. I'm ready to get right on the right side of wins. Most of my leagues won last week. I'm ready for all of them to win this week. I'm ready to dominate in DFS. I've put in the time, and I even have a Tevin Coleman stat for you.
Oh, nice. All right, we're going to talk about that in just a second. Phone number here, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Give us your phone calls and your questions, and we will answer them for you, 855-212-4227. So give me a Tevin Coleman stat, because Devontae Freeman is out, and you have been the guy who hasn't really been so into Tevin Coleman this week against Tampa Bay.
I've spent a lot of time in the last 24 hours watching his film from the last 3 weeks, and the one thing I noticed is that he's not quite as explosive as I remember. Last week against Pittsburgh, his very first carry looked great. Everything after that did not look good, and he was splitting with two other running backs then. He's had 36 carries over the last 3 weeks. How many of those 36 carries have gone for even 4 yards? Four or more yards?
I will say two.
11.
What? That's not so bad.
I know, but it's not like he's ripping off a bunch of 10 and 15-yard runs. Only one went for double digits.
Actually, did I say two? What's
you
the worst
two.
Guess ever?
Yeah.
I was not really paying attention. No, I don't know, Dave. I just wasn't thinking. Now I'm embarrassed.
And you know what? I'm worried that some people just might not think about Tevin Coleman, and they'll say, oh, well, he's certainly going to be the every down back for the Falcons now that Devontae Freeman's there.
Man,
don't
fall for it.
He's going to get a ton of work. He's going to get a decent amount of work. 15 carries seems about right. And I think he's okay as a low-end number two fantasy running back. I have a hard time believing that he's going to suddenly break out. He's averaged below 3 yards per carry over his last 3 games.
All right.
I'm nervous about him.
All right, that's fair. 855-212-4227. Get to a phone call in just 1 second. I have one more question for Dave. How do you feel about Dalvin Cook this week?
I wasn't great. I wasn't, like, excited about him. I figured he'd be like a good flex or a number three running back. And I thought, you know what, maybe he can do a lot more passing or catching passes out of the backfield. And then the report comes out late tonight from the Minneapolis Star Tribune that he's going to be held to 20 to 25 snaps. And I wanted to puke in the closest puke bucket I could find, because I wanted to see Dalvin Cook play a lot, and we're not going to see it. So I moved him down in my rankings. And now I've got to think about Latavius Murray as a possible sleeper. Arizona's been brutal against the run. This is the perfect matchup for Minnesota to try and find their run game again after forgetting about it for the past couple of weeks. But I don't know if Dalvin Cook's going to be that big of a part of it.
You starting Aaron Jones over Dalvin Cook?
Yes.
Royce Freeman over Dalvin Cook?
Yes. And I said yes, like I'm excited about it. Really, yeah. It's more like I'm sad about it.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll get plenty of Dalvin Cook questions tonight. Let's hear from...
The answer's going to be somebody else.
Somebody else. Then we won't get that many. Let's hear from Don in Florida with our first call of the night. Don, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football. What's up? Don! From Florida.
Well, we're off.
Eye on Fantasy Football. Hey, Don!
Hey.
You made it! What's up?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I need to start two of these guys in a full PPR. A couple of them are an injury situation for Monday night. So I have Geronimo Allison and Marquez Valdez-Scantling and Breida and Kyle Juszczyk. And then I also have Cameron Brate and Ido Smith.
And how many of them do you need?
Two.
Well, because we don't know about Breida, I'm going to take a pass on him and Juszczyk. You've got Cameron Brate. I don't expect O.J. Howard to play.
Really?
You know, they're talking like he's going to play. I'd be surprised to see it. We know that Cameron Brate has been Jameis Winston's guy. And one of the storylines that I'm feeling for this game between Tampa Bay and Atlanta is that Jameis is going to lean on the guys that he's had chemistry with for several years. And Brate is one of those guys. The other one I'm going to go with is Valdes-Scantling, because I would be surprised if Geronimo Allison ends up playing. If he ends up playing and he ends up starting, you're probably going to go with him. But if he doesn't, Valdes-Scantling has another opportunity for double-digit targets and good yardage, and catching passes from Aaron Rodgers is typically a good thing. I could see him find the end zone again, second week in a row against the Niners.
I'm having a lot of trouble with this because, and Don, thank you very much for the question eventually. 855-212-4227. I'm having a lot of trouble with this, Dave, because you know, Allison's cleared from the concussion protocol. So why wouldn't he play? We're getting a ton of questions, and I've told people, I think Allison's going to play. But you don't think he's going to play.
I think it's a hamstring injury that's holding him back now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's more to it than just the old noggin. And now I'm a little bit worried that the hamstring could slow him down. They're calling him a game time decision. Mike McCarthy said it's going to go right up until a pregame workout. That was my Mike McCarthy.
That was great.
Thank you. I don't think if his hamstring isn't ready and he's been limited in practice, I don't think he'd be very effective. And I think the Packers wouldn't use him. And Valdes-Scantling looked pretty good last week. So yeah. Ride him again.
Okay. 855-212-4227. And I mean, it's a shock to even hear that Matt Breida is going to be a game time decision. I hope he doesn't play because I know people were excited to start Alfred Morris. So let's go to Jeff in Rhode Island. Jeff, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, dude?
Good. I've got a PPR questions for you. I need to start either James White or James Conner and either Brandon Cooks or Ridley from the Falcons. And one question about Conner. Do you think it's time to start looking to trade him?
Well, I think the time to trade him might have been a week ago.
Let's get into that after the start sit because we could spend a lot of time on that.
We really could.
This is tough. I mean, you got to go Connor, right? But why is in line for a big game?
I love both these guys. I wish you could start them both, Jeff, but Connor is the one you have to go with. I do think James White has another good game for people in PPR. I just think Connor will be better. Connor was better last week. I think he'll do it again. And then with the wide receivers that you have, I believe I have Cooks ranked higher than Ridley. So I'm going to trust him. Love this matchup for the Rams going up to Denver. I know that the temperature could be an issue. It's something that you're going to have to check into because if it's snowing, then that would change things. You're going to have to figure that out before you finalize your lineup tomorrow morning. But assuming that it's not a blizzard that the Rams are playing in, I like Cooks over Ridley.
Okay, and so for James White, if you own James White, just know that the Chiefs are giving up 91 receiving yards per game to running backs. That's incredibly high. It won't be that high all season, but they're really bad against pass-catching running backs, and White should have a big game. Now, James Conner, Le'Veon Bell, what do you think happens? They've got a bye next week. It's feasible that Bell is back and playing in Week 8, but it's possible that that's just not going to happen. You know, they could trade him. What do you do if you own Conner, if you own Bell? What do you do?
I think if you've been sitting on Le'Veon Bell this whole time, I think you just go ahead and just keep riding with it unless somebody comes and makes an offer. And it could be the Connor owner who wants to lock up the Steelers' backfield for whatever it'll end up being. They just want to have everybody on their team, and then they can just move forward with whichever guy ends up being Pittsburgh's best running back. And Le'Veon Bell's price tag is still relatively cheap, especially compared to the first-round price that we all drafted him at. Connor, on the other hand, his value, unless you've got somebody in your league who is just silly and they want to offer you a top 10 receiver for him, or even a top 10 anything for him, you probably should take it, because we don't know just how much more he will play. We don't know what the Steelers are thinking, whether or not they're going to tell Le'Veon to take a hike when he comes back, bench him when he comes back, put him on the exemption list, who knows. But the one thing that I like, at least for now, Adam, is that James Conner is playing for his opportunities moving forward. He knows he needs to look good and keep playing well. That's one of the reasons why I think his motivation is important and why fantasy owners should make him a must-start in Week 6.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Josh is in Ohio. Josh, you're an Eye on Fantasy Football.
Yeah, hey, I'm playing the standard league. I want to know if I three guys start one of them, Emmanuel Sanders, Corey Davis, and Aaron Jones.
I'm going with Manny Sanders all the way. I know that last week in a non-PPR league, he disappointed, didn't even average over 10 yards per catch, had 9 catches, so in PPR he was a stud. I think he's going to have a great game against the Rams secondary. I think that they're just too banged up right now, and I think the Broncos are going to have to throw in this game. Case Keenum is a sneaky sleeper, believe it or not, and Emmanuel Sanders should be able to be very good for fantasy purposes.
855-212-4227. Andrew in Minnesota. Andrew, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, guys. I'm currently wide receiver 2, Josh Gordon, flexing Chris Thompson. Does anyone else on this list sneak in there above either one? Adrian Peterson, Mike Williams, George Kittle, or Kiki Kuti, or Cutie, whatever his name is.
Cutie Pie.
Cutie. Kiki Cutie. Andrew, is your league PPR or non-PPR?
Sorry about that. That's standard.
Okay. So, yeah, I Gordon makes me nervous because we're just not sure how much he'll play. He's played less than 20 snaps each of his last two games. The targets really haven't been great, at least not plentiful. One target last week was really good because he came down with a deep ball touchdown. And this would be a great matchup for the Patriots to kind of let him loose. But I almost wonder if the Patriots are just going to try and run the ball a little bit and get Sony Michel 25 carries and get James White.
Well, who are you
going
to start over him? Because these are not slam dunk options here.
I don't mind George Kittle. And
over
I don't mind
Josh Gordon.
And I don't mind Kiki QT over Josh Gordon, because if you start Josh Gordon, you're still taking that leap of faith. There is no guarantee that he's going to be what he was last week.
Let's get a couple starts from Dave Richard at each position. We'll do that when we come back here on Eye on Fantasy Football. We want your phone calls, 855-212-4227. But Dave's going to tell you who you can look to. Throw in your lineup for week 6. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to CBS Sports Radio's Eye on Fantasy Football.
Rocking out on Saturday night. Soft rock, mellow rock. Dave, name that tune.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, me
I
either.
Don't recognize this song.
Okay, I have no idea. They keep doing this to me. Like, give us something classic here. I have no idea what this is.
It's our producers.
These young guys behind the glass just, like, making me feel old. 855-212-4227. And I'm a lot younger than Dave, by the way. Welcome back, everybody. Eye on Fantasy Football. Dave, do you want to do two starts or two sits?
Let's keep it fun and exciting.
At each position. All right, we'll get to this in a couple. We'll do it for a couple minutes. Then we'll hear some phone calls. Dave, two starts at quarterback.
I like Jared Goff. I know that he's been red hot, but people are still asking questions about whether or not they should start him. The answer is yes. Playing against Denver, yes. Unless it's a blizzard, then no. But he's got his healthy receiving core, and that Denver pass defense really has been playing poorly. I expect that to continue. And I also love Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Gotta love this matchup for him against Atlanta. I don't have him as a top five quarterback. A little bit worried about consistency, a little bit worried about some turnovers along the way, but he should come down with good numbers. Everybody's going to use him in daily fantasy. At running back, I think Jordan Howard is somebody you can bounce back to. I think the Bears are going to lean on their ground game against the Dolphins. Miami, very good against the pass. You saw Andy Dalton struggled against them last week. Really, only Tom Brady has throttled the Dolphins' defense this year. I think you're going to see Mitchell Trubisky hand off a lot, so I like him. And I like Tariq Cohen, too, so I've got
two running backs on
the same team, a double dip. I think they are both going to be good fantasy running back options. And I could almost say the same thing about the Seahawks and their running game. Love Chris Carson, like Mike Davis. Moving on to wide receiver, there's been a sleeper that I've been talking up all week, Adam. You know who it is. It's Chester Rogers of the Indianapolis Colts. 11 targets and 8 catches each of his last two games. He is a must in PPR leagues, and he's still out there in a ton of CBS sports leagues. You could literally pick him up off waivers, plug him in your lineup, use him over Amari Cooper, and have yourself a great wide receiver that can help you out. I also like Chris Godwin. I like him better than DeSean Jackson, believe it or not, in that game against the Atlanta Falcons. And then at tight end, let's go with Cameron Brate catching those passes from Jameis Winston. Again, familiarity. This is key for Jameis in his first start this season. I think you're going to see Brate score this week. And in that same game, Austin Hooper, the tight end for the Atlanta Falcons, 9 catches last week, 77 yards, a lot of targets. I think the Falcons lean on him again against their opponent this week, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which can't stop anybody through the air.
And, you know, the Browns are so banged up that I wonder if David Njoku is about to start being good. He's got a tough matchup this week. The Chargers have been good against tight ends, but I think the arrow is pointing up with Mayfield and Njoku. Mayfield seems to like to throw to him, at least in PPR. You're getting some catches out of him. You haven't gotten a touchdown, but you know, I'm not saying you should start him over Brady or anything like that, but take a look. Maybe he's available. I think he's about 80% owned, so maybe Njoku's available. And just with the state of their wide receiver unit, I wonder if the more targets, more catches are coming. And for Dave's love for Chester Rogers, check this out. The Jets have allowed 70 or more yards to 7 wide receivers already this year. 5 of those 7 had 7 or more catches. We like Chester Rogers.
And many of them came in the slot. And they had a bad slot corner to begin with. Now they're starting a 6th-round rookie at slot cornerback. Chester Rogers, it's going to be Andrew Luck that destroys this cornerback, not Chester Rogers. Rogers is just going to be the guy catching the passes.
All right. We got some phone calls to get to. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Oh, it's time for Goose in Chicago. Goose, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Dave,
Gus,
Adam,
good evening.
Nice to talk to you. Yeah, how you doing, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I got you.
All right, cool. So just wanted to make sure I give you guys props. I'm here with my 13-year-old. He's now watching. He's now listening to you guys on podcasts. And
hey,
he now takes part in the two-hour evening show you guys do. So we just, you know, want to say good job. And, again, we love your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Who's the better fantasy guy in your house, Gus? Is it you or is it your son?
It's me.
Ah, that's what I thought.
Hey, actually, you know what? He was high on Kamara this year, so high that I had David Johnson in pick number 4, and he was like, no, go Kamara.
Hey, there
I
you go.
David Johnson, and look at what's happening. So, you know, hey,
yep.
I got to give him, you know, credit for that, But hey guys, I just wanted to ask you guys a quick question. I need 2 running backs, and then I need a 1 receiver. It's a tough one. This is a half a point PPR. I got Austin Eckler, Naeem Hines, Ronald Jones, and Dalvin Cook. I need 2 there, and then I need a receiver here, guys. I'm already starting Calvin Ridley and Hopkins. Yep. I've got Godwin, I got Baldwin, Chester Rogers, and Marquise Goodwin. Those are my options. I need 1 of those receivers and 2 of those running backs. I appreciate it, guys. Love you guys. You guys are the best.
We love you too, Gus. The running backs are going to be Eckler, who's just been red hot for fantasy purposes, and Naeem Hines. I know Marlon Mack's going to be back, but he's just the best that you've got from the remainder of your running backs. And I'm going to go with Godwin over Rodgers. I know it's half point PPR, and I'm loving what I've seen from Chester Rogers, but I think Godwin has just a little bit more upside to score a touchdown. So I'll take him over Rodgers in the half PPR.
Phone number's 855-212-4227. Ernest in Texas. What's up, Ernest?
Good evening, Adam. Good evening.
Good evening, Dave. Ernest.
Cousin Ernest.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Quick question. Just need 2 out of 4 as a standard league so I can start a receiver, running back, or tight end.
Great.
So I need from choice of Eric Ebron, Tyler Boyd, Stephon Diggs, or Emmanuel Sanders. Just the best out of those 2 guys. And by the way, Adam, love you and that onesie.
Oh, it didn't work, did it? Boy, Dave cursed me with that Giants onesie.
Well, sorry about that. Maybe next time you'll cut off the tags. Maybe then it'll
work. I did cut off the tags.
Well, I didn't see you
I'm
do it.
I'm keeping it, yeah.
All right, so Stephon Diggs is typically a must-start wide receiver, and I'm going to tell you to start him. But I'm a little worried about the matchup against Patrick Peterson. I think Peterson will try and follow Diggs when
start
he does
Diggs.
Not line
Don't
up in
even
the slot.
Think of just start Diggs.
Okay, but I will say this. Ernest does have a couple of other good options. Boyd is good. Emmanuel Sanders.
You can say
I like
that
a lot.
All you want, but 100 times out of 100, you're starting Diggs. So who else, sir?
Diggs and Manny Sanders.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, a lot of times in fantasy, it makes sense. You got a feeling Diggs might not have that good of a game, but he has earned it. Like, he is starting for you. So Diggs and Sanders. And yes, Ebron and Boyd are very, very appealing, but you just can't. You just can't.
Not
do it.
Over those receivers, yeah. No. Because they've got upside. They've got potential to get you 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. Something crazy like that that will guarantee you a win in your league.
Well, nothing guarantees you a win with the way we score points now. All right, Dave, I'm at the point in the show where I feel like we haven't gotten to enough calls, so we're going to go a little faster here. Paul in Brooklyn. Paul, go.
Hey, fellas, real quick, and I got to evaluate trade if you could. Lindsey or Aaron Jones start?
I'm going to go with Lindsey. I think this is a week where the game script will help him. So I like him better than Royce Freeman, and I do like him better than Aaron Jones.
And real quick, I traded Sony Michel for Russell Wilson in a 2 QBR league. What do you think?
Interesting.
I actually don't like it. I think you should have gone for a better quarterback than Russell Wilson. I'm sorry, Paul.
Yeah, I know. It's so difficult in 2 quarterback leagues. Because if you have bad quarterbacks, you're kind of screwed. But, yeah, Michelle's really good. Yeah. Isaiah in Maryland. Isaiah, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
How you doing, guys? Hey. Quick trade question. Standard league, I have Michael Thomas and Julian Edelman. I get Zach Ertz and Mike Evans. Thanks.
Isaiah, I think you made a good trade. Edelman in a non-PPR isn't as good as Edelman in full PPR. And Michael Thomas was amazing past couple of weeks. And not so much. Getting Ertz, no-brainer, tight end, must start. And the same thing with Mike Evans. I like the deal for you. Nice job.
855-212-4227. Going to Massachusetts for Shin. Shin, what's up, man? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I need to start 2 in the flex. It's a quarter-point PPR league. So I have Mike Davis, I have Latavius Murray, and Dalvin Cook. Also got DeSean Jackson, Vasquez Scantling, and pretty much I just need to start 2. Just need to start 2 of those there. So hope you guys got me out. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
I'm going to chance it with the wide receivers because I'm just not sure what to make of these Vikings running backs. I'm glad you've got them both in a time. In time, Dalvin Cook should be fine, and he'll be a must-starter for your team. No questions asked. But Valdez-Scantling, hopefully at least one of Randall Cobb and Geronimo Allison don't suit up on Monday, and that means that Valdez-Scantling will get lots of work and lots of opportunities from Aaron Rodgers. That's a good thing. And DeSean Jackson, I don't love him as a top 25 wide receiver, but I'll admit that he's got great upside, so you'll ride with him.
Who would you rather have rest of season, James Conner or Dalvin Cook?
Now, that's an interesting question. I think it's got to be Cook because we know what his role will be once his leg gets healthy.
Le'Veon Bell or Cook?
Can you believe that that's even tougher? Because I'm just not sure what's going to be in Le'Veon's future.
I know.
But he's healthier. It's just a matter of whether or not he'll play. I'm hoping what will happen is the Steelers will let bygones be bygones, and Le'Veon will come back, and he'll get most of his workload when he returns.
I'm not sure you answered the question, sir.
Le'Veon.
Okay, I think you maybe answered it without answering it, but...
And then I answered it.
Now you officially answered it.
You're listening to CBS Sports Radio's Eye on Fantasy Football.
Ah, now that's what I'm talking about. Welcome back. They didn't know this is my favorite band, Dave Richard. You know this one?
I don't know the song, but I think I know the band.
It's very much them. Go ahead.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, it is the Red Hot Chili
Peppers. I know Flea's bass from anywhere.
It's called Tell Me Baby. Tell me, baby, what is your fantasy question? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. This is Eye on Fantasy Football. We are live until midnight Eastern. Apparently, the previous break, when we came back, we were listening to 311, which is a good band. I just did not know the song. But
no.
Yeah, now I'm a little embarrassed. So anyway, give us a call. You've got until midnight Eastern. Going to take a ton of your phone calls here. Before we get into that, though, Dave, let's talk about some stashes because we're trying to help people win here in week 6. We want to help them win fantasy championships. Are there any players that might be available on waivers or guys you want to buy low on right now that you think are going to really help down the stretch?
Well, let's start with a running back in Houston who hasn't even played in a game yet this season, but people are excited about him because the running backs that are currently in Houston stink. And that's Deontay Foreman. He's available in about 3/4 of CBS Sports leagues. If you've got a guy on your bench that you just know that you're never going to use, you can cut him and pick up Deontay Foreman. If he's right, coming back from an Achilles injury, it's a serious injury. Running backs typically are not the same after this injury. But if he's okay, he could be in line for a big workload for the Texans, despite their offensive line being what it is. You can almost take a chance on Mitchell Trubisky. Now, you're not going to start him this week against Miami. That's a tough matchup. But moving forward, he's got some good games where I think he can get some production, and that could start week 7 against the Patriots at home. I think the Bears, whether they want to or not, they're going to have to throw the football against the Patriots. And Mitchell Trubisky, who's available in about half of CBS Sports leagues, could come through there. We've talked a lot about Chester Rogers and his low ownership percentage. I think he does have some staying power. And then two DSTs that aren't even playing this week have amazing matchups in Week 7. Detroit is at Miami, and New Orleans is at Baltimore. I think those are good matchups for DSTs that have really started to come on lately. So Detroit would be first, and then I would go after New Orleans. But if you want to pack a DST to use in Week 7, if you're streaming or whatnot, you can go with them.
Okay, and a few other players. Greg Zuerlein, if you have the ability to carry two kickers, he should be back next week. You will.
Or desire.
I do. I want to get the number one kicker on my team, and he's worth it.
I hope he's healthy.
All right. Well, if he's not healthy, whatever. We cut him. No big deal, Dave. Let's just, for goodness sake, just stash Greg Zuerlein. Why is everybody fighting me on this? You're going to thank me when you get those extra points, not like literal extra points, but like extra fantasy points every week from your kicker. You're better than everyone there. I don't know how I feel about Baker Mayfield, but I do know the matchups are amazing coming up at Tampa Bay, at
Pittsburgh. That's a great one.
I mean, his next four matchups before the bye are against four of the five worst teams against quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield. So that means if somebody's panicking about Jarvis Landry tonight, tomorrow morning, go out and get yourself, acquire Jarvis Landry. He could have huge production coming. And that's why I also really like David Njoku. I think Njoku's next three matchups after this week are against the three worst teams.
Adam,
against tight ends. Yes.
You're missing the boat. What about Antonio Callaway, that fast rookie that they have?
Yes. It does make sense, but he gets a ton of targets, doesn't do anything with them. But yes, he's not a bad stash. Also, Dave, I would look for Marlon Mack in all my leagues. Again, these are guys that might not do anything, but you want the opportunity to get them before everybody else wants them. Marlon Mack is owned in 60% of CBS leagues. It's got an opportunity, probably not this week, but going forward, you know, week seven and on, to be the guy who leads all Colts running backs in touches, hopefully by a solid amount. All right. Well, the Patriots-Rams game will be on CBS. That would be the Super Bowl. And CBS, the Super Bowl season continues with a fantastic doubleheader. We've got an intense AFC North battle. Pittsburgh collides with Cincinnati. Then the NFL's top defense, the Jacksonville Jaguars, head to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Going to be probably different over-unders in those two games. The day kicks off with the NFL Today, powered by Ram Trucks at 12 Eastern on CBS. And start Andy Dalton this week. Dave has him 13th. Still worth
still starting. Like him.
Yeah.
Just
all right, here we go,
you're
Dave.
Not top 12 doesn't mean you're not good.
Rapid fire for the next 8 minutes. Let's get at least 15 calls. David in Massachusetts, start it off. David, go.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And I know there's no Jeremy tonight, but I just want to say go Gators.
Dude, you want to get hung up on? Come on, dude.
Not yet.
All right.
Okay, a standard flex question. I just can't really decide. Eckler, Ron Jones, Chet Rogers, Cole, or Trey Burton?
I'm going to go with Eckler. I think he's been the safest of the bunch. Double-digit fantasy points in all but one game this season.
All right, thanks a lot. I don't know if we said Ronald Jones is another guy you might want to stash right now. But that's
yeah,
not a bad
if
one.
You can find him, stash him, and then if he doesn't do anything on Sunday, you can cut him the following Tuesday.
David in Boston. I think last year I asked him if he knew who David Boston was, and he didn't. Hello, David in Boston.
Hey, what's up, guys? Quick question. I need some tips for PPR. Aaron Jones, Tariq Cohen, or Kiki Cootie. And one quick one, would you say pick up Dante Foreman and drop Royce Freeman? You think it's about time? Thanks a lot. I'll listen on. Thanks.
I'm not ready to drop Royce Freeman for him. I think somebody else in your league would pick up Royce Freeman in a heartbeat if they saw him out there. So I'd hang on to him. If you need one guy in that PPR league, I couldn't hear you, David, it would be Cohen. If you need two, I would go Cohen and QT.
Yeah, do you like QT better than Will Fuller this week?
No, I like Will Fuller better.
Okay.
He played a lot last week, so that matters. But QT is fitting in as that slot receiver. Good volume for PPR leagues for sure.
855-212-4227. Paul in Louisiana. Paul, you're on High on Fantasy Football.
Yeah, hey, guys. I have a flex question, QB and a tight end. Flex Sanders, QT, Nelson, or Boyd? QB, Cousins, or Winston? And tied in Olsen, Kittle, Burton, and Hooper, and got to go by.
Got to go by. Bye, Paul.
So I'm going to give you the short answers because you have to go so fast. Emmanuel Sanders, Jameis Winston, and Austin Hooper.
Winston over Cousins.
Winston over Cousins.
Okay. Hey, but I don't. Why would you do Jamie's got to go by thing and not go Hooper for me? My feelings are
because
hurt.
You've already said Hooper.
All right.
Or Hoopa.
Hey, Greg Olsen's coming back this week, Dave. Start or sit?
I wouldn't be surprised if he had a good game. I'm nervous to trust him. I'm surprised he's coming back this soon after fracturing his foot. Last time he came back from this injury, he only had one good game. So I would wait a week and see what we've got in him.
855-212-4227. AJ in Florida. AJ, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, AJ?
Chilling.
Hi, I just had a quick question about quarterbacks. I got a thin waiver wire, and I need a quarterback for my bye week. Currently have Mitch Trubisky, but on my waiver wire, I got Alex Smith, TJ Beathard, Joe Flacco, and Case Keenum.
Yuck.
Yak. Yeah.
That is an ugly group. Yuck. That you're picking from. I like the matchup best for Case Keenum and the situation best. If the weather's really bad, I would pivot from him and go to CJ Beathard, who's actually given you 20 fantasy points each of the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Ray in Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, those are such bad options. Ray in Pennsylvania. What's up, Ray?
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
What's up, Ray?
Great, man.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Enjoy the show. I got standard scoring league, two quick ones. I need one wide receiver out of Juju Smith-Schuster, Calvin Ridley, or Brandon Cooks. And I need two running backs out of Joe Mixon, Christian McCaffrey, or Sony Michel.
You're loaded.
Yeah, wow.
Juju is your wide receiver, and Mixon and McCaffrey are your running backs.
Pretty good. 855-212-4227. I love Mixon's head. 17 or more carries in all three of his games.
Yep.
Steelers have a great run defense so far. But
they've done better than I thought they would.
Yeah.
John Bostic is starting in the middle of their defense. Journeyman linebacker, but he's been playing great. I still love Mixon, though, and what he's doing as a pass catcher is outstanding.
Nah, this is an interesting game. We'll see. Because, like, I trust Mixon. He has a tough matchup. I never fully trust Andy Dalton, but he has a great matchup, and I'm starting Dalton in, like, four leagues. So let's go Dalton. Greg in Milwaukee. Greg, what's going on? You're an eye on fantasy football.
Hey, guys. 16-team half PPR. Chester Rogers is still available in my league. Could you argue starting him over Jones, Julio Jones, Larry Fitzgerald, or Cooper Kupp?
In a heartbeat over Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah.
Heartbeat. The only reason why you are starting Larry Fitzgerald at this point is because you still think Larry Fitzgerald is good.
Dude, Julio Jones is going to go crazy this week.
He better.
Yeah.
Because if not, people are going to start bailing on him in fantasy. They will trade him for whatever they can.
What I saw from the Buccaneers defense 2 weeks ago against the Bears, it's hard to imagine an NFL team playing that poorly in the secondary. I mean,
I agree.
It was ugly.
The only saving grace they've got is that their defensive line is as healthy as it's been. This is actually one of the sneaky reasons why I don't like Tevin Coleman. Their D-line and their linebackers should be aggressive as possible, and that might help their secondary a little bit because the quarterback will have to get rid of the ball faster. Matt Ryan's going to have to get rid of the ball faster. But ultimately, it should be a very high-scoring game.
Ken is in Durham, North Carolina. Ken, go.
I got Amari Cooper, Fuller, and D.D. Westbrook. I'm trying to pick one. And also, I made a trade. I got Beckham, Stills, and one is blanking my mind. He doesn't matter.
All right, let's do your starter sit question. Who was it? It was Cooper,
It was
Westbrook,
Cooper, Fuller, or D.D. Westbrook, and I'm going to go Fuller. Yeah. I think he bounces back.
All right, sorry, Ken. I just want to get to some other callers here. Apologize for that. 855-212-4227. Dave made me do it anyway. Tony in Maryland. Tony, what's up? Go.
Hey, guys. Need a wide receiver. Allen Robinson.
No.
Joe. Sorry.
That's okay. Dave screwed you up. It's Dave's fault. Oh, later, dude. He hung up, Dave. You scared him.
Good. He should be scared to start Allen Robinson this week. Very tough matchup against Miami, and I think the Bears run the ball.
Jack in Boston, don't hang up if Dave's mean to you. Jack, what's your question?
Sup, regulators. What's up?
Regulators!
Mount up.
There you go.
Slim pickings for RB2 for me. It's a PPR. Ito Smith, Devontae Booker, or Duke Johnson? Thanks.
Woo! You weren't kidding. Those are slim pickings. I'm going to go with the judge. Ito Smith, who I think has earned his way to some decent playing time, wouldn't surprise me in the least if he had 10 carries and 3 catches.
855-212-4227. Corey in Boston. What's up, Corey?
What's up, fellas? You guys are the best. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I got a trade question for you. I got offered I want Zach Ertz and I need to give up Jordan Reed and Cooper Kupp. Should I do it?
Yep.
I have good wide receiver depth, half point PPR.
Cooper, yup.
I love Cooper Kupp.
I do
as
too.
Week to week guy. Did Corey say it's the PPR league or not?
Corey,
it's a half point. It's a half point PPR, and but I have really good wide receiver depth. I don't want to give him up either, but I think I should.
Everybody
do it.
Does. Who no, is everybody your
next,
does.
Who is your next worst wide receiver?
Oh, just do the trade.
No,
my next worst. I have Mike Evans. I have Doug Baldwin. I
he
have what?
Baldwin sings this
hey,
year.
Hey, dude, listen. Everybody's got
Ridley.
Good wide receivers. Make the trade. Dave,
see
I say
if you
yay.
Can see if you can give him Ridley. If he'll take Ridley, that's a no-brainer.
Fine. If you want to counter with Ridley and Reed for Ertz, do it. He'll say no, and then you offer a cup. But Dave, let me ask you this.
I'm not
let
endorsing that, Adam.
Let me just ask you this. You're drafting right now. Who are you taking first, Kupp or Ertz?
I might take Ertz first just because of the position scarcity.
Well, then how do you not make the trade?
Because he's giving Jordan
Who
Reed
cares?
With Cooper
Jordan
Kupp.
Jordan Reed's nothing compared to Zach Ertz. Who
yeah,
cares?
Yeah, but Cooper Kupp has been one of the best receivers in fantasy.
And Zach
this
Ertz
year.
Is arguably the best. He's clearly a top three, if not number two. If
he
not
might
number
be the second
one.
Best. It's very close, but I think you're overpaying with Kupp and Reed. So I bristled at that, Adam. I bristled.
Dave, I'm mad at you. You have got 1 hour to make up for it because hour number one is done, people. But we've got another one. We're live until midnight Eastern here. Having fun tonight on Eye on Fantasy Football. We'll take your calls, 855-212-4227. Hang on the line. We'll be back in a bit on Eye on Fantasy Football.
You're listening to CBS Sports Radio's Eye on Fantasy Football.
And we are into hour number two. Welcome, everybody. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Hope you've been with us for the first hour of our show. We're live until midnight Eastern. I am Adam Azer with Dave Richard. How we doing, Dave? How we feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Good. I'm going through my lineups right now. I'm setting my lineups, making some ad drops. Last
minute stuff.
I
noticed that you made some moves.
I did, yeah. Well, just a couple kicker moves.
Yeah, nothing big.
Nothing big.
No,
so
nothing.
I'm running into some players that I find to be very interesting. And I want to get your quick thoughts. I'm going to fire players at you. You're going to tell me how you're feeling about them, all right?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, first I'm going to give the number, 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. How do you feel about the luckiest man in the world in terms of fantasy production?
Oh, I thought you meant me because I was married to a lovely lady.
No, it's not about me, actually. That's also true about me. Austin Eckler.
He is pretty lucky. He's averaging more fantasy points per game than touches per game. How do you like that stat?
It's ridiculous.
It's pretty preposterous, but you know what? If he's going to continue to be in this position for the Chargers, I'm going to continue to start him as a low-end number two running back.
LeSean McCoy.
Had a great game last week. He actually doubled his season total in carries last week. I don't think it's going to happen again this week. I think he's in line for about 14 or 15 carries against a pretty good Texans run defense. I don't want to start him.
Cam Newton.
Low-end starter for me this week. I have a feeling that the Redskins are going to give him a little bit of a fight. And I don't know if Cam's going to be good for 30 to 35 fantasy points.
Aaron Jones.
I am optimistic. I am certain that he's the best running back in Green Bay. I am waiting for Coach Mike McCarthy to get on board with what I know. It's weird that I know that and he doesn't know that because he's not giving Jones
do
a lot
your impression
of work.
Again.
I don't know if Aaron Jones is worth having all those carries. Yeah. So I think the Packers are going to have a lead on the Niners, and I think that could give Aaron Jones some extra opportunities in the second half. So I like him as a number two running back.
Lamar Miller.
I am kind of done with Miller. I would be surprised if he had a game with like 15 fantasy points again this season.
All right. I'm looking at the schedule. What's an interesting game to you? You know, like
cause, interesting game.
Because Tampa Bay, Atlanta is going to be super fun sure. for fantasy, we hope. Kansas City, New England, I just absolutely cannot wait for that.
Does it have to be a fantasy-relevant game?
Isn't every game a fantasy-relevant
game?
Well,
I guess technically every game is. But there might be – there's two games, one that could be sneaky high-scoring and one that will almost certainly be low-scoring.
Okay, what do you got?
The almost certain low-scoring game is going to be between Baltimore and Tennessee. I'm really intrigued by both defenses, especially the Titans' defense. They do have some weaknesses there. I'd like to see if Joe Flacco can take advantage of them. But they are both certainly interesting, but I don't expect it to be a high-scoring game. I think we could see a sneaky high-scoring game between the Chargers and the Browns. I think those two teams could combine for about 50 points. Could be a lot of fun. I definitely like Phillip Rivers in fantasy this week. Baker Mayfield is a DFS sleeper.
I want to hear from the callers. I promise we'll get to you in a second, but there's just a lot of news that I feel like we have to talk about. And I think maybe one of the most interesting games for me is Colts at Jets. I don't really know how this one plays out. I think it's a close game. I think it's a good game. Maybe not a good game to watch, but a close game. Fourth quarter should be fun. And what about the Crowell situation? If he plays, do you start Crowell? If he doesn't play, do you love Bilal Powell? What do you think? He's a game-time decision.
The answer to those questions is both yes. The answer is yes. I think that if Crowell plays, you will like him better than Bilal Powell. I think he's the red zone running back of choice for the Jets. I think they prefer him to Powell. But if he's out, then Bilal Powell, they don't have a choice. They got to go with him, and I think he would be on the brink of having a lot of work. And I agree with you. I think that's going to be a game where the Jets hang in there for a while, and they looked great last week against Denver. Indianapolis has had a lot of time to get ready for this game, so I'd be surprised if they lay a nag here. But their defense is just so banged up right now that I think that the Jets have a chance to have a winning streak at them.
Absolutely. And last thing, if you're desperate for a tight end, CJ Uzomah is 26% owned.
Oh, you got to say it right.
I didn't.
Uzomah.
It's Uzomah?
Uzomah.
All right, Uzomah, 26% owned, and Tyler Kroft is out. So that means one or two whole extra targets for CJ Uzomah, but the Steelers are the second worst team. In fact, Uzama's next three matchups, Steelers, Chiefs, Tampa Bay, the teams that are currently the three worst against tight ends in the NFL. That's amazing. He's 26% owned. All right, 855-212-4227. Let's do it. Drew in Boston. Drew, don't you have a baseball game to be watching right now?
Yeah, you know, I can multitask.
Okay, good. We're very happy that you're multitasking.
You know, fantasy football kind of takes precedence over most things.
Oh, of course.
Real quick, because I'm overthinking this, I think, so I'm hoping for some advice. I can start two of the following running backs in a non-PPR, James White, Patrick Lindsay, or Alfred Morris.
Interesting. White is the one that I think you absolutely must start. I think there's no overthinking on that at all. And I've got Morris and Lindsay back-to-back in my rankings. It's on the assumption that Matt Breida does not play. I will take Alfred Morris.
So if Breida plays, start Lindsay.
The problem is that we won't know for sure what Breida's status is until Monday.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to make that decision, obviously, before then, because you've got Phillip Lindsay who plays on Sunday. If you're at all worried about Breida, and I don't think Breida will get any more than maybe a dozen carries in the game, which means Alfred Morris should get more than a dozen carries. And you know that Alfred Morris will work the goal line.
A little worried about them getting blown out, Dave.
That would hurt Alfred Morris. He did, and you can't deny this. He had three catches last week.
I will not deny that he had three catches.
Three whole catches for Alfred Morris.
All right, Dave, let's go to our next caller, Dwayne in Indiana. Dwayne has a wide receiver question. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I'm in a 12-team PPR. I do have a wide receiver question, and I had one more to add if I could because of some of the stuff you've been saying. But on the wide receiver thing, I'm concerned about the weather in Denver, and I've got Robert Brooks and Emmanuel Sanders, but I also have Amari Cooper and John Brown on my bench, and I'm wondering if I shouldn't switch somebody out there. And the other question I had was a quarterback. I've been hearing you talk about Phil Rivers. I have Rivers, I have Deshaun Watson, and I have Jameis Winston. I'll take your advice.
Yeah, I would go with Watson. I like the matchup against Buffalo the best, and I think that Watson – well, listen, Winston might have the best matchup. I'm just a little concerned about him in his first start. Remember, in the last time we saw him play, which was the half against Chicago, he had two interceptions. So Watson is going to be the quarterback that I'll go with. And, yeah, I'm going to start the wide receivers in that game in Denver, Woods and Emmanuel Sanders, over Amari Cooper, who might leave you with one catch, and John Brown, who had a ton of targets last week, just didn't come through. I do like John Brown. Cooper actually like the least of the foursome. I do like John Brown, but I think the upside and the floor is good as well, especially in PPR with both Robert Woods and Emmanuel Sanders. And, Adam, I think it's time that I go and take a look and see what the weather update is in Denver. I will get a weather update as we answer some phone calls.
All right, let's see if the guys behind the glass have some fun weather music, weather sound effects, something we can throw at you when we go for the Dave Richard weather update. We'll see if we can get that going. Eric is in Putnam Lake, New York, which sounds beautiful. 855-212-4227. Eric, how are things in Putnam Lake?
It's not that great. The water's actually green right now.
All right, I'm sorry about that.
So I had Barkley go off, so I think I have a little bit of play room right now. I heard you talk about Olsen, how I should wait a week, so probably start Burton over him.
Yep.
And Thompson, I guess, is going to be my running back two over Lamar Miller. And then I'm obviously starting Diggs and Edelman. And then my flex, I guess, is Cooper or Brown. And you said Cooper stinks. But he does think. And should I still hold on to Tyler Gabriel?
Taylor Gabriel. In a PPR league, right. I think Gabriel's worth holding on to. If catches don't count in your league, Eric, I would let him go, which stinks because you probably held on to him through his bye week, but I don't see him being a regular contributor in non-PPR. He's like the Bears version of Julian Edelman. And as for Amari Cooper, let me just clarify everything. I kind of buy into the Seattle secondary and pass defense as being good enough to mess around with Derek Carr. Carr is playing behind an offensive line that could be without Kelechi Osemele at guard and two rookie tackles that really flustered Derek Carr last week. So that's part of the reason why I don't like Cooper. But the other part of it is that he's had games this season, and we've seen it, where he's completely ignored. And I don't expect Seattle to stick one cornerback on him like the Chargers did last week and try and erase him from the game. But I do expect them to play a lot of zone defense, and it's going to make it hard for Amari Cooper to have a good game unless he has literally 10 catches. And if he doesn't give you that, he's going to be a disappointment in non-PPR. PPR, if he has 7 or 8 grabs, that'll be okay. You'd probably be happy with that.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that. 855-212-4227. 212-4227. The guy who makes fun of his listeners usually doesn't get a lot of listeners, Dave, but I just want to mention that in this segment from our callers, we have had, I believe it was Patrick Lindsay instead of Philip Lindsay. We had Rams
Robert Brooks.
And Tyler Gabriel.
Robert Brooks was an unbelievable receiver back in the day, I believe, for Green Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it sounded familiar. In fact, I was about to Bing it or Google it or whatever people do these days.
They don't Bing it.
Robert Brooks, he was on Green Bay, yeah. Davey's 48 years old, just so you know.
Happy birthday, Robert.
Not today, just saying.
I can't wish a man happy birthday if it's not his birthday.
No. Cade in Maryland. Cade, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, man. What's up?
Full point PPR. I need a flex. Philip Lindsay or Chester Rogers?
Because it's PPR, I'm going to lean toward Rogers.
Wow.
I believe
Over Lindsay.
And Lindsay has been getting catches the last couple of weeks. It's actually been pretty good. But I just think Chester Rogers is a lock for 8 catches and 80 yards.
But he's a lock for 8 catches, but Luck's thrown the ball 60 times per game each of the last 2 weeks. He had eight catches.
This is one of those situations where I just think Luck doesn't have a deep ball threat, doesn't have a lot of other wide receivers or pass catchers to go to. And so he's just going to dump it off over the middle a lot.
Okay. Robert Brooks went to the University of South Carolina and Greenwood High School. Javier in California. Javier, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yes, I have a quick question. I'm in a 12-team PPR. I have Ezekiel Elliott and Tevin Coleman both going on bye. I think it's week 8. So I tried trading Zeke, A.J. Green, and Trey Burton for David Johnson, Tyler Boyd, and Austin Eckler. Got vetoed. So who can I trade Zeke for to get similar value?
They did you a favor, Javier. I think that you gave up too much for those guys. I would wait another week and see what you get out of Tevin Coleman. If I'm wrong and Tevin Coleman has a good game this week, his value will be pretty high, and I think you'll be able to get something good straight up for him. Certainly another running back of fair or equal value that you can go to. Zeke is just one of those guys that's very hard to trade in fantasy because everyone views him the same way, which is superstar fantasy running back.
Robert Brooks caught a 99-yard pass from Brett Favre in a Monday Night Football game against the Bears in 1995, Dave.
That's awesome.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
There you go. All right, enough about Robert Brooks. More of your phone calls when we come back here on Eye on Fantasy Football. Adam and Dave taking your calls up until midnight Eastern. 855-212-4227. Got a lineup question? We will get that lineup set for you when we come back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to CBS Sports Radio's Eye on Fantasy Football.
Here with our CBS Sports Radio weather update, here's Dave Richard.
Well, we're looking across the Rocky Mountain region, where at kickoff for tomorrow's game between the Rams and the Broncos, snow showers are expected, 50% chance of precipitation, winds coming out of the north-northeast at 7 p.m. But as the game moves along, the snow shower should dissipate, and it will just be cloudy, so leave your suntan lotion at home, 25% chance of precipitation, winds north-northeast.
You say participation at 6 miles
miles per hour. Hey, you're killing the bit, Adam. Shut up. For weather on the 8s, 18s, 28s, 48s, and 57s, Dave Richard with your WQQQ weather forecast.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Beautiful. So, starter sit Jared Goff.
You're starting him. Okay. There's going to be a little bit of snow. It's going to be a little cold. He'll be okay. He'll keep his hands warm. He'll have one of those like warmer things that looks like a fanny pack that all the wrestlers wear when they're not in the ring. He'll have one of those, and he's going to be on fire.
What is your favorite weather-related movie?
My favorite weather-related movie?
Is it Frozen?
That's not related to weather.
Well, that's what came up when I Googled weather-related movies.
That's weird.
Twister.
Yeah, Twister was the first one that came into my mind.
Oh, yes. I love it.
It's raining off-topic items on fantasy football.
Volcano, which isn't really weather-related.
What about Joe versus the Volcano?
Never seen it.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Let me give you some questions here. You tell me start or sit Andrew Luck at the Jets.
I'm going to start Andrew Luck. I really liked him at the beginning of the week, and I cooled my Jets on him. I do think he's a top 12 quarterback. 300 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Jameis Winston.
That might be 350 yards and 2 touchdowns, but he could have some turnovers along the way. You should feel good starting him based on the matchup against the Falcons.
How do you feel about Philip Lindsay this week?
I think he's the best Broncos running back, and I don't think it's going to be close because I expect the Rams to build a nice big lead. I think Lindsay is going to be the running back of choice for Denver in the second half of that game.
Let's talk about a running back who has had 20 or more fantasy points in non-PPR twice and 5 or fewer in these other two games. Adrian Peterson, if he plays, which he's expected to do. Start or sit?
There is something very interesting. I would expect the Panthers to be a favorite in this game, but when Vegas set the line, Washington was a one-point favorite. Interesting.
Yeah,
I think Washington keeps it close, if not wins the game outright. And if that's the case, then Adrian Peterson should get a lot of work. It is not an easy matchup for him, but I do think he'll be good enough to go with as a number two.
All right. How about Demaryius Thomas?
I'm okay with him this week for the same reason why I'm okay with Emmanuel Sanders and Philip Lindsay and even Case Keenum, if you have to start Case Keenum. I think the Broncos are going to be chasing the scoreboard a little bit, and Thomas should be able to get his 5 catches, do something better with it than what he did 2 weeks ago.
What about Randall Cobb on Monday night?
If he plays, I wouldn't want to trust him. And as a matter of fact, let's just say all the Packers wide receivers are active for the game. Here's how I'd rank them. Devonta Adams, head and shoulders, number one. That's a no-brainer. I'm going to go Geronimo Allison, number two. Then Valdez-Scantling. Then Randall Cobb. Cobb is at the bottom of the totem pole.
How about Jared Cook? I feel like he's been really up and down, and nobody seems to acknowledge that. Jared Cook.
I think he could be in line for a lot of targets this week against Seattle. They've got some question marks at safety and at linebacker in terms of covering the tight end. And because Derek Carr is getting rid of that ball quickly, it wouldn't surprise me if Cook had 8-plus targets.
Trey Burton is facing a team that has faced Rob Gronkowski, Delanie Walker, and Jared Cook, and held all three of them to 5 or fewer fantasy points in non-PPR. Starters at Trey Burton.
Well, you just made the case for why you shouldn't start Trey Burton, but if you're stuck, I think you should go with him just on the off chance he catches a touchdown.
Would you start Cameron Brate over Burton?
Yes. Austin Hoopa as well.
CJ Uzama?
That one's a little closer for me. I'll play it safe with Burton, but I don't know if I can actually defend that. Maybe I change that one before kickoff on Sunday. I'll give it a little more thought.
All right, got to get to some phone calls here. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. Pat in Ohio is here, my favorite phone
call. All right,
call
everybody,
all
have
right,
a seat and get ready.
Go for it, Pat.
Calm down, Adam. Here we go.
All right.
What is up, fellas?
What's up,
Pat?
I ever told you guys you're the king of fantasy. There is none higher. All the sucker other podcasts should call you sire to burn your wisdom. They must use rapid fire. Now, we all know Dallas receivers runs routes like butterflies. Dak don't throw, so Zeke races away. So I also started Eli down in a hole, feeling so small, wood, losing that fantasy football. I just want to fly like an eagle, but my waiver claim has been so denied. I'm starting Sony Michel. Hi, Bell. Should I friend him with Julian Edelman or go with Demaryius Thomas? Non-PPR, 25 receiving yards per point. To y'all, I appreciate Dave. Like Tupac, if Tupac was alive, he'd tell you to got to keep your head up. I say have a lovely evening.
Pat, fantastic as usual. Demaryius Thomas is going to be the guy that you go with over Edelman in your league because it's not PPR.
25 points for 25 yards for a receiving point. That's,
yeah,
that's
it's terrible. Most leagues, you got to get 10 yards and you get a point.
Yeah,
that's 25 rough. Yards. That's, that is steep, bro.
Zach in Pennsylvania. What kind of rap do you have prepared for us, Zach?
So I got a quick embarrassment of riches question. So I have DeAndre and Thielen both on my wide receiver set locked. Both week 10 bye. I have Cooper Kupp and an empty spot. I'm looking at either Robbie Anderson, DeSean Jackson, or Callaway. What do you think?
All right, if I'm going with my rankings, I'm going with Robbie Anderson, which I know Adam doesn't like. I'm sure Adam will say DeSean Jackson's the better one, but I've been waiting all show to say this. DeSean Jackson does not have great chemistry with Jameis Winston. We saw it in week 4. We saw it all of last year. And that Indianapolis secondary, it's in rough shape. And Sam Darnold has started to show that he is willing to put the ball deep. So I am going to put one egg in the Robbie Anderson basket and tell you to start him. And it's not going to matter, Zach, because your other wide receivers are awesome and you're probably going to win by 40 points.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Anderson, he had 5 targets last week. He caught 3 balls, 2 of them deep balls, and 123 yards, 2 touchdowns. I think you make good points. I think Jackson's a safer play. Should be a lot more scoring in that game. But you make good points. Should probably look to sell high on DeSean Jackson, by the way. Gene in Baltimore at 855-212-4227. Gene, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I've got 2 quick questions. Phil Rivers or Russell Wilson? And the other question is Demaryius Thomas or Doug Baldwin, both in the PPR league. Thanks.
Gene, let's sit those Seahawks. You know, Seattle is really priding themselves on being a running team, and I think they're going to be able to do exactly that against Oakland in jolly old London. So I would go with Rivers over Wilson, and I would go with Demaryius Thomas over Doug Baldwin. And frankly, I'm nervous to start Doug Baldwin until I see something from him, certainly something more than one catch.
Do you have the weather for that game? Because I believe it's going to be rainy,
I can look it up if you'd like. You know, we are near that time where the weatherman has to give his latest update. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
right.
That might
be
the weather in London.
The 38s, 48s, and 57s, that's right. Josh in Pennsylvania. Josh, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Just a quick question between Tyler Boyd.
Hello, Josh. Are you there?
Hello?
Josh?
We heard Tyler Boyd and?
DeSean Jackson.
Oh, I was going to guess the second receiver. But I was going to guess.
I was going to say Tajay Sharp.
Yeah.
Let's go with Tyler Boyd.
I was going to guess Robert Brooks.
Let's go with Tyler Boyd. Part of the reason why I really loved Tyler Boyd this week was because I was expecting John Ross to play. And when John Ross plays, it changes the dimension of that Cincinnati offense. But there's a report from ESPN that says that John Ross isn't expected to play. That kind of hurts a little bit, but I'm still going to say that Cincinnati throws the ball a nice amount and Tyler Boyd has a good game.
855-212-4227. Greg in Houston. Greg, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, Adam, real quick, I was listening to the Mailbag podcast, and somebody, one of the emails you're reading said something about from the 330. Just to let you know, if somebody didn't tell you, that represents an area code. And when I looked it up, that's Akron.
Oh, I figured it was an area code. But Akron is we get a lot of calls from Akron on this show, actually, so that's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
You made a joke. I thought you said something about, maybe that's the time.
I knew. I knew it was an area code. I'm not that dumb, Greg. Come on now.
Okay, sorry. All right, my bad.
All good.
Okay. Well, my question is for the PPR league flex question. Would you go with Sanders or Cooper Kupp? And if that weather doesn't hold up for that game, would you pivot to Hines or Josh Gordon? And also, real quick, would you drop Nyheim Hines for Marlon Mack? Because you mentioned Marlon Mack earlier on the radio station and also on the podcast, you mentioned him.
Yeah, well, I'm guilty of liking Marlon Mack too much because I drafted him in a lot of leagues. But, Dave, that is an interesting one. I definitely wouldn't do it in PPR, dropping Hines for Mack. In non-PPR, What do you think?
It depends on the size of Greg's league and the aggressiveness of the other owners in Greg's league and where Nyheim Hines fits into your lineup. And if he really would never be somebody you'd start, then yeah, you could go away from Hines and start and stash Marlon Mack, see what you get out of him for a week. It doesn't look like the weather will be that big of a factor in Denver, so Cooper Kupp would be the guy that I would go with.
All right, Greg, thanks a lot for your phone call. More of them when we come back.
You're listening to CBS Sports Radio's Eye on Fantasy Football.
All right, one final segment for you here on Saturday night on Eye on Fantasy Football, but make sure you stay tuned for the huge show coming up next. Adam Azer and Dave Richard taking nothing but your phone calls here in this final segment after this drum fill is over. Yeah. All right, Dave, are you ready to rock and roll?
Yes, sir.
All right, good, because I've been rocking and rolling for like 20 seconds now. Let's go to Caleb in Pennsylvania. We really are going to take as many of your calls as we can. 855-212-4227. Also, we'll get a weather update on the London game in a second. Let's start with Caleb. What's up, Caleb?
Hey, guys, I need two of the five in a half PPR league. I'm looking for upside here. The options are limited because it's a deep league, but here we go. Two of the five. Doug Baldwin, Isaiah Crowell, Ryan Grant, David Njoku, and Taylor Gabriel. Deep league, I need upside. Two of the five.
I think Crowell and Njoku are going to be your two best bets, and if it so happens that Crowell is inactive on Sunday, go with Taylor Gabriel.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Caleb. Dave, sorry, I forgot to give the weather update before we did the calls. What's the weather?
Well, it's going to be rain, 100% chance of precipitation in London of the United Kingdom. Winds coming out of the north-northwest at 10 miles an hour. But that will fade just a little bit, 70% chance of rain into the night, which is when the game will be taking place at lovely Wembley Stadium. They've got great tea and crumpets there. Winds coming out of the north-northeast at 8 miles per hour. Now back to Adam Azer at the hostess.
It was so good until the end. Mike in Detroit. Mike, you're on.
I thought it was good even at the end.
It was fine.
Stumbling at the end.
Hostess. Mike, what's up, man?
It's Halloween time, hey, you know. Scared.
Thanks for taking my call. Quick question, two parts. First part, 6-point passing touchdown, Rivers or Baker?
Rivers.
Cool. Second question, it's the same league, half PPR. It's need one for a flex. Funchess, Anderson, Godwin, or Ito Smith?
I'm going to go Godwin over Funchess. If it was full PPR, it would be closer between those two. But I think Chris Godwin gets right back in the end zone. I would trust him scoring a touchdown and getting him 40 yards, and I would trust DeSean Jackson having a big game.
855-212-4227. Russ in Illinois. Russ, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
All right, I have Aaron Rodgers, but I also have Andrew Luck. Is there a reason to start Luck that Rodgers may or may not play, and it's a little late on Monday night to switch it?
No, I think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers all the way. You saw last week that he looked pretty good, all things considered, despite not even having a healthy receiving core, and now he might get at least one of those wideouts back, maybe both of them. And the 49ers, they've gotten great play out of Richard Sherman, but the rest of their pass defense has not been great. I think Aaron Rodgers has an excellent game.
Connor in Pennsylvania. Connor, go.
How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
I'm in a 12-person PPR league. I have either Tarik Cohen, Buck Allen, or Nyheim Hines. Who should I start?
I'm going with Cohen. Like the matchup against Miami, and you saw that the Bears leaned on him the last time they played. I think they saw some things in him that they could use again. So I think Tarik Cohen is the one that you go with. Now back to Adam Azer at the ho-ho hostess.
855-212-4227. I would also like to mention that Dave said, like, it was Halloween themed, ho ho ho. I think you got a little mixed up there.
I said host desk. I should have said news desk. I'm not a weatherman, Adam. I'm
you
a fantasy football writer.
Adam in Orlando. Adam, what's going on? Welcome to Eye on Fantasy Football. What's up?
What's up, guys? Full point PPR. I have a flex question. Do I go Mike Davis, Buck Allen, Keelan Cole, or Christian Kirk? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, this isn't going to be the answer that you might like to hear, but this is the one that I'm going with. It's going to be Buck Allen. And Keelan Cole was one of my favorite guys coming into the year. Adam, you know this. I was taking him late in drafts. I just don't see him having a huge ceiling. I think Allen could score a goal line touchdown, and I think he can catch four or five passes to help you out.
Ryan in Boston. Ryan, you are on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, guys. I got a flex question. Need three of the four in PPR. Marshawn Lynch, Amari Cooper, Sammy Watkins, Tevin Coleman.
So because it's PPR, I'm actually going to tell you to sit Tevin Coleman from this group. And you'll go, you'll take a chance with Amari Cooper, and the other guys I think will be okay for you.
All right. All right, then. 855, so low on Tevin Coleman.
I just, like, if he doesn't score a touchdown, I think you're in big trouble.
All right, 855-212-4227. But you'd start Amari Cooper
in a PPR league? Yes.
All right.
Non-PPR, I might go away from that.
Cooper's due for a 100-yard game, you know?
Sure.
Dud, 100 yards, dud, 100 yards, dud, and now here we are. 855-212-4227. Dave is in Maryland. Dave, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, guys. First of all, the best weather-related movie, Key Largo. Got a hurricane right at the climax.
I never heard of that.
Oh, come on.
Bogart? You've never heard of Key Largo?
I've never heard of it.
It's a fantastic McCauley, town.
James Cagney, all-time great. Okay. Here we go. Four receivers, I get to keep three. Crowder, Deshaun Jackson, Corey Davis, and Jordy Nelson.
I don't know if Crowder will even play. He hasn't been at 100%. Jay Gruden said on Friday that he's not sure if he can even run before the game. So I think that will make the decision for you.
There
you
go.
Could probably get away. You could probably get away with cutting Jamison Crowder
yeah.
and picking up somebody off waivers.
I'm not sure Washington is going to play. Like, their whole team is questionable. So
they'll play the game. I just don't know if it'll be, you know, high flying passing mania.
Yeah. No, it won't be. Freddie in Tampa Bay. Freddie, what's up? You're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, fellas. Props. I love the show. Before we get rolling here, I cannot believe when you say the name Adam Driver, you don't think of Kylo Ren. You think of some show with girls. I don't even know what that
is. I know. Is that terrible or what?
You never seen the show Girls? Girls?
No.
Girls is a good show.
Azer, I love you, man. You've always been my, you know, goofball on the show, but you went total nerd when I didn't even know totally what the heck it is that girl. What is
girl,
that
girl? It's a great show. Very, very popular show on HBO. It's over now.
Yeah, it's because you're a newlywed still. When you've been married 7 years, you won't be watching a show named Girls anymore.
Oh, the reason I still watch Girls was because of my wife. So I just
I know. I'm way ahead of you, pal.
Now we know who holds the remote control in Adam's house.
It's pretty
true. We all know that. And one of these days I'll find out what Heath's driving and I'll let you guys know. Okay.
So, thanks, Freddie.
Anyways, hey, listen, I'm in a jam. Do I go to the waiver wire before midnight and pick up Bilal Powell or Lindsey guy, or do I stick with Aaron Jones and Dalvin Cook? I've got no one else on the bench. No one.
Well, I mean, if it's going to mean cutting Dalvin Cook, then obviously not. I don't know who you're cutting to pick these guys up, but yeah, if you can get Philip Lindsay, I say roll with it.
Yeah, and you know, one last thing, guys. I really appreciate this. I am really in a pickle. I want to go Philip Rivers because he's been lighting it up with the points.
Yes.
And Cam Newton is, you know that guy rolls. I've seen the ratings go up and down, and you guys are in conflict with what the CBS Sports line is. I'm on your train, but is that cool, Philip Rivers?
What I would do, and it's because I think that Rivers does keep it hot. I know that the Cleveland defense has been playing well. They've taken on some injuries in their defensive backfield. I think Philip Rivers might be a slow start for him, but he'll finish strong.
All right, Dave, let's do just questions and answers for the remainder of the show. 855-212-4227. Scott in New Mexico. Scott, go.
Hey, guys. So flex PPR, I need to fill one spot. I have Hines, Chris Thompson, Demaryius Thomas, Deion Lewis, and Dalvin Cook. Love the show, guys.
Yeah, if Chris Thompson plays, I like him the best of the group. And if not, then I'm going to go with Demaryius Thomas.
James in Oregon. James, go.
Yeah, I need a running back, too. Normally, I would put Breida in there, but he's probably not going to play.
Correct.
And I have my options are Mike Davis, Tariq Cohen, or Jordan Howard.
Is it PPR, James?
It is standard.
I would go Howard.
All right, thank you very much, James. 855-212-4227. Louie in Wisconsin. Louie, hit it.
Standard league, need one. Cooper Kupp, Sammy Watkins, Chester Rogers.
Kupp.
Kupp it is.
And how can you get away from Cooper?
Yeah, I know. Morgan in Maryland. Morgan, what's up? You're an Eye on Fantasy Football.
Standard scoring, wide receiver, Allen Robinson or Doug Baldwin. And then for my flex, Austin Eckler or Kenyon Drake.
I'm going to go Eckler over Drake, and I'll take Robinson over Baldwin.
855-212-4227. Still got about 4 minutes or so to get your calls. Josh in Dallas. Josh, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, guys. I need RB2 in a PPR league. I got Kenyon Drake in there now, but my choices are Mike Davis or roll the dice with Ronald Jones.
You're good with Drake, and you should feel good about it after what you saw from him last week.
855-212-4227. Give us a call. Seth in South Bend. Seth, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Yeah, half PPR. I got Jarvis Landry, John Brown, or Doug Baldwin. And I just stole Doug Baldwin from my arch nemesis.
Nice.
Go Irish.
Go Irish. All right.
Landry, I think, could be in line for a big game against the Chargers.
John in Chicago is on Eye on Fantasy Football. John, hit it.
I need a flex between Kittle, Burton, and Chris Carson. I don't know who to start.
Carson is one of my favorite starts this week. Love him in daily. Love him in seasonal. Could have 100 yards and a touchdown against the Raiders.
855-212-4227. Still have about 2 to 3 minutes left if you have a fantasy question. 855-212-4227. Dan in Cleveland. Do it.
Hey, I got DeSean Jackson and Mohamed Sanu in the flex right now. Full point PPR. I've also got, I wonder if I should maybe replace one of them with Aaron Jones, Ronald Jones, or Geronimo Allison.
You know, if I was certain that Geronimo Allison would play, I would tell you to go with him over DeSean Jackson. But I'm not, and because I'm not sure how many catches Aaron Jones will have, maybe you just roll the dice with DeSean Jackson.
Evan in Wisconsin. Evan, you're on Eye on Fantasy Football.
Hey, just a real quick one. Jordy Nelson or Emmanuel Sanders in the flex?
Sanders is who I would pick. More upside.
Sam in Ohio. Sam, go.
Yeah, I need a second running back in a standard league between Alex Collins, Hyde, and Isaiah Crowell. What do I think?
Hyde's your guy, even if Crowell plays.
Yeah, I think the first time we talked about Carlos Hyde, but just so much work, you got to start him. Josh in Massachusetts. Josh, go.
Hey, guys. Flex question, standard league, Geronimo Allison, Corey Davis, or Larry Fitzgerald, or Antonio Callaway.
If I knew that Geronimo Allison was going to play, I would tell you to start him. There's no indication that it's a guarantee that he will play, so Corey Davis is your next best available receiver.
855-212-4227. John in Chicago. John, go.
Hey, guys. Winston or Goff with the weather in Denver?
As long as the forecast doesn't say heavy snow, I'm fine with Goff.
All right. David in Oregon. David, you're an Eye on Fantasy Football.
Yeah, flex question. Tyler Boyd or Jones or Fuller from Texans?
Which Jones? Aaron?
Julio? Oh, sorry, Aaron Jones.
Okay. PPR, Boyd, non-PPR, Fuller.
Rory in Virginia. Rory, go.
Tight end, half-point PPR, Reed or Jared Cook?
I'd go Cook. I don't know what to expect from Jordan Reed at this point, other than sadness.
855-212-4227 might be our last caller. Brian in Massachusetts. Brian, what you got?
Hey, I'm looking for a running back. Hines, Lewis, or Cohen?
I would go with Cohen.
Go. Chip in Oregon, super fast. Go.
Eckler or Carson in the flex? John Brown or DeSean Jackson, the receiver?
I'd go Brown and Carson. I like that we're ending on Chris Carson.
Oh, or do you want to get one more call in?
Yeah, let's do it. Maybe
Brandon
I'll ask
in Maryland,
about Carson.
Go.
Hey, I wanted to know if I should start Will Fuller or Josh Gordon this week.
You got
to
start Carson. No,
Will Fuller.
Will Fuller is the way to go. He's
your
the safer
phone
pick.
Phone call. Dave.
Adam.
Fun stuff, man.
Can't believe you dropped Greg Zuerlein.
I kept him in one league, and I dropped him in another.
You dropped him in another after you said, oh, you got to keep this guy.
I didn't have room for him. I'm just saying, if you have room, you make
it
happen.
Who has room for two kickers,
If it makes you feel any better, Dave, I just put in a bid for Devontae Parker.
Well, I got to go back to my ho-ho home.
All right, Dave. Thank you, Dave Richard. Good
stuff.
Thank
you, Adam. Thanks, everybody.
That is it for Eye on Fantasy Football. The huge show's coming up next here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, if you liked our show, please check out our Fantasy Football Today podcast. Also, we got a Fantasy Football Today video show on CBSSports.com, on CBS Sports HQ, tomorrow at 10 Eastern AM. Simulcast on CBS Sports Radio from 11 AM to noon Eastern. I got to thank a lot of people. First of all, I want to thank Dave Richard. Great stuff from Dave.
Woo!
Ryan Hickey and Brian McKeon behind the glass doing an awesome job. And as always, thanks so much to all of you for listening and for calling. I'm Adam Azer. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening, and good luck in Week 6.